The Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival kicks off this Friday in Indio, California. LCD Sound System, Calvin Harris, and Guns N' Roses will headline two weekends of music. Also in the lineup, the Baltimore band Beach House. If you're not familiar with their sound, here's Sparks off their fifth studio album, Depression Cherry. Vanessa LeGrand and Alex Scally, the duo behind Beach House, joined us last August to talk about Depression Cherry. The press release for the album called it a return to simplicity. Alex and Vanessa told me that they wrote that and regretted it.
That was probably the worst sentence we've ever written together in our entire life. We were just trying to describe, we finished the record and they say, hey, write a press release. And we sit down and we try to write it and we're trying to describe what it's, how do you describe what's changed over 3 years and you're just making music naturally? And that's what we came up with. And as soon as we started speaking to people about it, like we are right now, we realized that it was just completely the wrong choice of words because the word simplicity means something different for everyone.
Let's go back to where this all started and how the two of you met. I know, Alex, you had been working as a carpenter before being in this band.
Yeah, I mean, we were both just kind of knocking around Baltimore right after, right in our early 20s, and met doing a different musical project. And then this kind of grew out of it over 10 years ago now, which is crazy.
And Victoria, what were you doing before this?
Before Beach House, you know, I was a student. I was into theater. I was writing music on my own. It's just that once I met Alex, you know, life changes. And I think life changes fast sometimes, you know, when you meet somebody and it's like, it feels like fate is playing its hand. The rest is kind of history at this point.
And that history and what you guys have put together, to me, has such a unique sound to it. There's nothing really that I hear that is just like what you do. What is it? What is the sound that you think Beach House gives us?
Well, I think it's probably complicated because part of it is just the actual instruments we use. Guitar, we play with guitar and organs and drum machines and reverb and stuff. But I think part of it is also just intrinsic to our own musical personalities that are like fingerprints to us, you know, just kind of like, what do our brains make when we make something?
Well, and Alex, you mentioned the organ. I know that, Victoria, you have more than 20 vintage organs.
Well, I think together as Beach House in our
I wouldn't
space.
Call them vintage organs. They're the kind of stuff you find at thrift stores. Usually when we find a
They're
new
organ.
They're
not very valuable or no. anything like that.
Usually when we find a new organ, it's leads to a big moment of inspiration. And so, like, you know, like the two new organs of this kind, these kind of console organs that we found in the last couple of years are both on the new record.
Well, let's get to another song on the album. This is PPP. So much, I have to say. I just think that is such a great song.
Thank you for it. You're very sweet to us today.
Yeah.
We didn't expect this kindness today. Thought that the summer humidity would just crush us.
Yeah, we thought you were going to be like, why are you wasting our damn time here at NPR?
We mentioned that you are in Baltimore. How has that influenced your music, if at all? Does the location matter?
I think it's influenced us. We feel in that it hasn't influenced us. You know, there's no pressure to do anything or be this or that. It just lets you be yourself. I'm born and raised here. You know, it has tons of problems, but it's also a place that's open. It isn't controlled completely by crazy capitalistic financial pressures, you know, that drive a lot of other modern cities. You know, like, I think sometimes when I talk to people in New York, they all work in their apartment because nobody has a practice space and nobody has that kind of stuff. Everyone just works with headphones on a computer. You know, that must have a profound effect on people.
Well, no, we've heard a lot of people say that, you know, New York City will not be able to produce the kind of talent that it did artistically back in the 70s because it has become so expensive for people to live there.
Yeah, but maybe Baltimore will be expensive in 20 years. Yeah. Who knows? I mean,
yeah, no one. Everything's always changing, so we'll see.
Well, let's get to another song from the album, Depression Cherry. This is called Beyond Love.
Beyond Love. First thing that I do before I get into your house again, dear, I fall bits from the wounds that's in your mind. Beyond love, I wanted to find love, and I didn't understand.
If you were to listen to music from decades ago, you'd hear a lot of songs that just fade out. Some of the songs that we've heard today from you don't do that. But do you think about that as you're writing songs, of just deciding, you know what, let's just go ahead and fade this out instead of coming up with an ending?
I think a fade can be just right. Like, it is absolutely the only way that a song can end. Or it could be a cop-out. Hmm. You know, like I don't know how to end this, so let's just keep it going forever. And I think it's harder to find a way to end something.
But doesn't it feel so much better when you do find an ending rather than a fade?
Well, no, because certain songs are all about endlessness. And most of our last songs on records, I think actually every single one of our last songs on records have ended with fades. And I think that's because we wanted to create the feeling that it was never going to end. Hmm. And that's one of my favorite feelings in a song. It's like you don't want the feeling to end ever.
Because in reality, things do end.
Yeah.
They brutally end. They end no matter what you do. There's no controlling that.
And then there's like certain other fades. One of my favorite types of fades, and one that we've tried to achieve over time is the fade where a new element comes in as it's fading. So you're almost like wish it wasn't fading so you could hear the, like, you know, America by Simon Garfunkel is a perfect example of that. Like, as it's fading, kind of a new instrument emerges and a new little melody, and it's really gorgeous. And you're like, wait, where are you going?
Just to make everybody mad.
It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have a new appreciation of fades now every time I hear them. I'll know all the thought that went into them. You've been together for quite some time now. How do you think you've been able to stay together for so long? And do you ever fight?
Yeah, we have our, like, family tiffs and things like that. But I think the key is friendship.
And it's also like believing. I think a big part of it is believing in what we're doing. If we stop believing in what we're doing, it probably won't last very long.
We've tried to be very honest with each other about our beliefs in things, you know, in songs. Like, when we're working on something and, you know, someone is maybe feeling frustrated or doesn't know where it's going to go, we've just learned very naturally how to help one another and to pick up where the other one is, you know, fatigued or feeling strange. It's kind of a crazy thing. But Depression Cherry is, you know, couldn't have happened earlier. And I think that we got to this place that we could make this record because we took the time to be ourselves and to process certain things.
Like, when you were asking about return to simplicity earlier, I think a much better phrase would have been like learning or continuing to learn how to be as natural as possible all the time.
That's Alex Scally and Vanessa LeGrand, Beach House, speaking with us last August. They're going to be performing at the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival the next two weekends.